This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What AI tells job seekers about your company. What AI is saying about your company and why you're not controlling the story. What happened? Job seekers are now turning to AI tools to research potential employers before they ever visit a careers page or talk to a recruiter. These tools synthesize Glassdoor reviews, news coverage, social media signals, and public data into a fast, confident narrative about what it is like to work somewhere. Companies that have ignored their digital reputation are discovering that AI has already written their employer brand story for them. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Stated plainly, silence is not neutral. When you say nothing about who you are as an employer, something else fills that space. Right now, that something is an AI pulling from every disgruntled review, every tone-deaf press release, and every leadership scandal your company ever generated. The organizations that understand communication know this. You do not get to opt out of the narrative. You only get to choose whether you shape it or inherit it. Most companies treat employer branding like a recruitment, marketing problem. Post some photos of the office snack bar, write a values page, done. That is not communication. That is decoration. Real employer communication is about consistency between what you say and what your employees actually experience. AI does not read your careers page and stop there. It reads everything. And when your stated values do not match the patterns in employee feedback over 3 years, the AI picks up that contradiction and hands it directly to the candidate who is almost ready to apply. The specific technique that works here is what I call narrative ownership. You identify the three or four true things about your workplace. You say them clearly and repeatedly across every channel you control, and you make sure your managers are saying the same things in their own words. Not scripted. Consistent. There is a difference. Scripted sounds hollow. Consistent sounds real, because it is earned through actual culture, not marketing language. Here's where most companies fail at this exact moment. They react. A wave of negative reviews hits Glassdoor, and HR sends a memo. A bad news cycle happens, and the PR team posts a statement. Reactive communication is always weaker than proactive communication, because by the time you respond, the other version of your story already has a head start. AI tools trained on historical data are going to find that head start and use it. The companies that will win this are the ones treating their internal communication as their external reputation. What your employees say in exit interviews, in anonymous surveys, in offhand comments on LinkedIn, that is your employer brand. Fix the culture, fix the communication inside the organization, and the external signal follows. There's no shortcut around that sequence. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on controlling your narrative before others do it for you gives you a framework for identifying where your credibility gaps lie and how to close them with specific, repeatable language choices, not vague mission statements. The takeaway. This week, search your company name in an AI tool, ChatGPT, Perplexity, or similar, and ask it directly. What is it like to work at this company? Read the answer like a candidate would. Then identify the single biggest gap between that answer and what your leadership team believes to be true. That gap is your communication problem, and it is the only one worth solving right now. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.